What if we told you that Tim Allen is taking on the hypocrisy of Hollywood and that a Walt Disney Company employing him for Toy Story 5 would certainly be more than happy to say, hey, Tim, get in line and act right. Do what we say. Be more like Jimmy Kimmel. But unfortunately, there's no way they can make him do so. Tim Allen, you see, is completely free. And that puts him at odds with Disney. What a day, what a day. Welcome back, and thank you for coming our way. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure. It's an honor every time you invite us into your day, onto your device. So wherever we are today in this great, big, beautiful world with you, we thank you for inviting us there. As we dive in, click the like button, and let's tell you right now why Tim Allen simply does not care. And he's going to say what is on his mind, even if it drives the Disney company a little bit crazy this time. You know, folks, we have been covering on the channel story after story after story about Zegler and Blake Lively and Sarah Paulson and all these people who just, they're driving us crazy and they're destroying their industry. We've talked about RDJ hating on influencers. We've talked about The Rock saying real masculinity is wearing a skirt. Jimmy Kimmel is just about every other day now putting Disney in a bad place. Well, Tim Allen has had enough of that. Out of that Park Place by Trevor Denning, Tim Allen trolls No King's crowd for fawning reaction to King Charles. As we read this, I want you just to consider. You don't have to believe me. You can think pros off the reservation. He's lost his mind. He's gone off the rails. But folks, just consider that maybe Tim Allen is speaking about something bigger than just Kings and the No King's protesters. Maybe he's calling out something bigger, something more hypocritical, something that's more broadly hypocrisy at large across Hollywood. Veteran comedian Tim Allen didn't hesitate to mock No King's protesters following King Charles III's recent visit to Washington. Since Trump returned to office, several organized events have accused the president of acting like a monarch. Many left-wing politicians and celebrities have been vocal in their support of these No King's protests. Yet when an actual king arrived to meet with President Trump and address the nation, many felt he was warmly received. It was an irony Tim Allen apparently felt was worth pointing out. In a historic event on April 28th, King Charles III spoke before a special joint session of the U.S. Congress, only the second time a reigning British monarch has done so. During his speech, the king received multiple standing ovations from members of both parties. Would you imagine that? Here's what Tim Allen said. Would have been funny to see the facial reactions of an actual king with a No King's parade yelling at him. Tim Allen wrote on X later that evening, including an image of King Charles at the podium with Vice President J.D. Vance and House Speaker Mike Johnson seated behind him. The post quickly went viral. Some users pushed back, arguing that the issue isn't with kings, but with those who feel they act like them. But many more comments signaled agreement with Allen. Quote, I just enjoyed the delicious irony of No King's protesters applauding a literal king in Congress. All right, here's the bigger thing about this. Lauren, it is completely and totally hypocritical, and Tim Allen is becoming more and more outspoken about just how silly Hollywood has become. And I'm starting to wonder, as we go into the Toy Story PR push, can Disney even put him on somewhere like Kimmel now? Is it going to become something that's uncomfortable with Tim Allen, who's now mocking openly Hollyweird every chance he gets?
I think that would be too big of a risk to put him on something like Kimmel, because I don't think Kimmel would be able to resist taking a shot at him. And that's not something that's going to be good optic-wise for either the movie or Kimmel. So I think they would avoid doing something like that. If they're smart, I would hope they would avoid doing something like that.
I would love to see Tim Allen actually say what he thinks on Jimmy Kimmel. I would love it. I think that would be great TV. I think it might be the best ratings Kimmel's had in a very long time. Since the last time he lied about something horrendous.
When the last time the Tonight Show did anything was when they had Gutfeld on.
Oh, that's a good point. Well, that was on Fallon, but you're exactly right.
Yeah, the Tonight Show.
Yeah. Ron, as we look at this, the hypocrisy is stunning. I mean, you've got the Mark Ruffalos, the Mark Hamills of the world, no kings, no kings, no kings, always talking about Trump, but no king shows up and suddenly
no king, they got no problem king, with that. La, 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 la.
And I think Pedro, doesn't Pedro do
all the time.
Fun dancing at the No Kings protest that we love to because he just loves to sizzle. That's why.
We got a list here on that place: Ruffalo, Marissa Tomei, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Glenn Close, you know, all attended that No King protest. And you're right, I think Pedro was there.
Yeah, and how awkward is it that they're out there, the fact that they are having a good time, they're enjoying them. This looks like a group picnic of a whole bunch of people. None of that would they be allowed to do if we had a king. that's such an irony.
Hey, Marv, let me take this in a strange place, Marv, but I think it'll make a lot of sense. You tell me what you think about this. Mm-hmm. I think there's a specific reason Tim Allen can say whatever he wants to say, and there's nothing Disney can do about it.
Because Buzz Lightyear, yeah.
Because they saw what happened when somebody else played him, and they got to have more buzz. They got to have more buzz, so they're stuck. He is. They did what they did with Gina. They can't do it with Tim Allen.
Well, and plus he's the Santa Claus. You know, they probably want to, you know, bleed that dry a little bit more with another season of the Santa Clauses. So, I mean, Tim Allen, and not to mention Home Improvement, they make a lot off Home Improvement reruns. I believe that was an ABC show.
Yeah, that's
right. So, I mean, and that's in syndication. So, yeah, Tim Allen is pretty firmly ingrained into the Disney machine. So they and they can't, like, could you imagine if they got rid of him for saying something like this while refusing to get rid of Kimmel? It's kind of like the I forget who it was, that one musician who just got rid of another musician from his group because she said that she was a conservative.
I saw that. I can't think of the name either.
Yeah, none of the free speech advocates who were talking about Kimmel being fired and being outraged about the idea of it were commenting on this at all.
It's just so delicious to me that they put themselves in a spot now where Tim Allen, as we go into Toy Story, he can say whatever he wants to. There's nothing they can do. There's nothing they will do about it because of how they have acted on their side. The more that Jimmy Kimmel does and goes where he goes, Disney is now stuck. I mean, if they do anything to any conservative, they'll get another Gina-style backlash. And the Gina-style backlash they had last time was they killed Star Wars. You're gonna kill your animation now? You're gonna kill Marvel? If you come down on a conservative over there, if there is one, there isn't. Well, maybe Chris Pratt, but they're not bringing him back yet, right? Culture, what do you think about this fair play kind of situation where Tim Allen is sort of, he's living it up, man. He has no fear.
Yeah, I think that's good for him. To be fair, he's got plenty of money. Honestly, I think he could still go and do a comedy tour if he wanted to.
Have you been looking at his bank account again?
He's done smart things since he started making money after he got out of jail, you know, and he really has lived his best second life. And I think he's somebody you could look at and go, you know, if you had a second chance to start again, you'd want to emulate a guy like him. I think that financially, he definitely put himself in the best position. Becoming a voice actor was beneficial on top of all of his success in television, as Marv had already pointed out. But he could still go out and do, you know, Netflix is a Joke or something like that with Chappelle, or he could partner up with Chappelle. There's a lot of people out there that enjoy conservative comedians, and mm-hmm. I think they're making a resurgence even on shorts over on YouTube and places like that.
He's also doing well with Shifting Gears. I mean, his current television show has gone up in the ratings, especially in the last season. And he's always found, like, Tim Allen has a consistent audience and has found consistent success over almost any of the projects that he's done. And I think the primary reason for that is he's one of the few Hollywood figures that actually speaks to middle America.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it just feels like a lot of Hollywood figures, they don't feel like they're speaking to me when they're doing whatever they're doing, like RDJ just did. But with Tim Allen, he's so relatable to, I think, the common American.
Marv, who was, do you know the musician now, Marv? Who was the musician that fired?
Oh, I didn't care enough to look it up.
Oh, I think it was Kid Cudi. Is that right?
I don't know.
Yeah, somebody like that. Anyway, we're in a world now where you can be canceled immediately if you post the wrong thing, say the wrong thing. Tim Allen can say the wrong thing because he's Buzz Lightyear. And we all saw how that goes when Chris Evans plays the character. So Disney's just stuck with him and sucks with them. But in all honesty, maybe with Josh tomorrow in the lead, Maybe it's the time to heed the advice of the mainstream of the average American out there, who is, by the way, not average in the least. When they say, give us Tim or give us nothing, we want the based comedians back in our lives.
And folks, let the credits roll for this one. Well, it is in the bank. We are done here. We're over and out. But before we go, there's one thing we must shout to you, and we do it in the kindest way possible. Folks, it would be such a pleasure if you could consider clicking the like button, share, subscribe, and that notification bell. Click it, stick it to the algorithms. You bet. Don't forget also, as you get ready to leave, drop a comment down below if you have not yet, for we would love to know what's on your mind. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, so waste not yours. Join a community dialogue. Folks, as we get ready to leave, we say to you, and we mean it, keep learning, keep growing, and no matter what the world might do or what your station might be, up or down, you keep having fun.